You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. To put it mildly, 2014 has been a rough season for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The bad run started just before the team was ready to board a flight to Australia, where the season began against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ace starting pitcher Patrick Corbin had injured his elbow and wouldn't take the mound at all this year. Arizona has had one of the worst records in the majors for most of the season, and the organization has taken a lot of flack for how it handles certain on-field situations, like when its pitchers should throw at opposing batters.
2-0. And there it is. McCutchen hit, and Delgado run from the game. There were pregame warnings issued, and McCutchen is struck in the ninth inning. 95-mile-an-hour fastball right in the middle of the back.
You know, there's a big difference between pitching inside to get outs and trying to hit somebody with a fastball. Big difference.
Over the weekend, Diamondbacks pitcher Randall Delgado hit Pittsburgh Pirates star Andrew McCutchen one night after Diamondbacks all-star Paul Goldschmidt was hit on the hand with a fastball, which has knocked Goldschmidt out for the balance of the season. Many critics are saying the Diamondbacks have taken old-school baseball too far, to the extent that it's actually hurting the team and how it's seen throughout the rest of baseball. Grantland contributor Michael Bauman hit the Diamondbacks hard with his recent piece, The Diamondbacks' Disgrace.
I have no gripe with the Diamondbacks or as an organization or their fans. You know, I've got no stock in whether they win or lose, but a lot of stuff that Kirk Gibson's done since becoming manager and Kevin Towers as GM in terms of kind of being really uptight and attempting to take a lot of the fun out of baseball, which, you know, for all the money that's involved and as seriously as we take it, it's a game, it's entertainment. They've got sort of a long track record of really trying to ruin everybody else's fun whenever, you know, a player like Yasiel Puig, for instance, shows emotion. But what really got me upset about what happened over the weekend is that, you know, Andrew McCutchen is good for baseball. And if you're going to throw a ball at 90-odd miles an hour at him, there's a decent chance that he could get hurt. And if Andrew McCutchen's on the disabled list, that means that, you know, fans across the country, across the world, can't watch him for as long as he's gone. Essentially, just because the Diamondbacks manager and GM got their feelings hurt over something that happened accidentally. And I think that's just a gross overreaction. It's really fake machismo that I really think that we're too evolved as a society to tolerate in sports anymore.
One of the things that's interesting living here is the fans and even some of the media here who've been disappointed in Kirk Gibson. Gibson, as a player, was a guy who went all out, who was actually a football player in college, and he was just a guy who went crazy. I mean, he banged into walls, he played hurt all the time, and people were disappointed that he doesn't come out and yell at the umps after every call he doesn't like. That kind of, he doesn't seem to be a yeller and a screamer.
I can't really put myself in the mindset of fans like that, just because to me this is an instant, it just boils down to responding to being upset with violence. And Kirk Gibson ostensibly is the authority figure. He's the grown-up in the room. And I think if your manager is preaching that sort of thing, I think he ought to be above it, frankly.
I'm curious as to whether you think the Diamondbacks' approach from the management on down has impacted, or how much it has impacted, the team's play on the field. I mean, can a team have this kind of approach if they made better decisions as far as their personnel is concerned? Or are they jettisoning some of the personnel, some of their better players who maybe don't fit into this box they're describing?
I think the way you put it is right. There are two separate issues. There's the throwing at batters, there's the constantly being angry about anything that, you know, upsets a sort of a 1940s aesthetic of propriety. And you can get away with that if you're good enough. I mean, the Atlanta Braves last year were mad at pretty much everybody all the time, and they made the playoffs. The team that got me into baseball, the Phillies in 1993, they had a similar policy. If one of our hitters gets hit, then we're going to hit one of your one of your hitters. And they won the pennant and came very close to winning the World Series because they had a great team. I think where this approach is getting in the way for Arizona is in the player personnel moves, you know, trading away Justin Upton, who was on track to really be the best position player in franchise history. And they traded him because of reasons that are still not entirely clear to me. I think that Towers and Gibson and now Tony La Russa are getting involved in this sort of thing is not that surprising, because I think it's an outgrowth of a mentality that something other than skill and talent win games. The idea that you can win games by trying harder or being somehow morally superior. The truth is everybody's extremely talented. You don't get to the big leagues unless you're talented and you try hard. They've hamstrung themselves by trading away talented players, Upton, Chris Young, Trevor Bauer, who don't mesh for whatever reason with the personality they want the team to take, which, you know, it's, again, if they want to have that personality, that's fine. But the players they've chosen to express it have gotten them quite a bit out of the playoff race.